This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Let us take a moment to review the U.S.-China relationship. It is not good. The U.S. has blocked or restricted Chinese tech and infrastructure firms. Both countries have closed one another's consulates. And of course, don't forget about the tariffs that are still in place on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of goods traded between the two countries. Is this geopolitical tension making it hard for U.S. and Chinese companies to do business with one another? Our China correspondent Jennifer Pack wanted to find out.
Sunengwu supplies factories and data centers in China with water treatment equipment from the U.S. He says Chinese clients still welcome American products.
At a government cloud computing project in Jiangxi province, a client told me tensions between the U.S. and China are between national governments and don't affect our business.
But that gap between geopolitics and business is shrinking, says Kent Kettle with the consultancy group Control Risk in Shanghai. Even so, he says signs of tension between the U.S. and China, like closing each other's consulates, shouldn't cause businesses to panic.
Okay, so the question is, so what? So they close the consulate. How is that going to roll out and hit your business?
It all depends, he says. Chinese firms investing in the U.S. are at a disadvantage because of the anti-China mood.
Getting tough on China is the only bipartisan issue we have in Washington, D.C. right now.
But for American firms in China, more depends on which Chinese city they're in and what the local government there prioritizes.
You have to be looking at what's happening in your industry, in your sector, among other companies here, among your suppliers. What is happening to them? How is the regulatory environment being enforced on them?
Kettle says it's still a fantastic time to do business in China.
Companies are going to be hard-pressed to find any other market around the world that has the potential to grow as much in the next 20 years that China has.
Some sectors are doing better than others. Medical devices, biotech, and health foods are flourishing, for example. And it seems water treatment equipment, too. Again, Chinese businessman Sunengwu.
U.S. companies are very advanced in innovation and technology. When I search for water treatment equipment, nearly 7 out of 10 suppliers are American.
And, he says, finding an alternative to U.S. brands of the same quality is not easy. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.